This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, there you go. Just got to hit the right number. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Like, there'd be a fake one, right? God, that's a nightmare. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. The Mad Black Man from Baltimore is going to join us after the break. Always have fun with him when he's on with me. And he's wound up tonight. He's had one too many haters that he's going out of his mind with. So I do. So let's get him even more wound up when he shows up. I got so much I want to hit on tonight. I mean, like 5 hours. You know what I mean? I don't want to do this for 5 hours. Don't get me wrong. But apparently, Lena Dunham has decided, and you know what Lena says has to be truth, right? So Lena Dunham has said that. She said this on Father's Day. You don't need a father. Now, I'm trying to figure out how exactly you would have a Father's Day. You'd have no kids, Lena. Now, she's got some daddy issues, obviously. Now, in the public square is far outside the realm of her therapist's safe space. Lena Dunham offered up a helping of her unsolicited feminist wisdom on this Father's Day to assure boys and girls without a dad, that they're not missing out on much. You don't need a father, and as many families work so many ways, but if you have one, he better work. W-E-R-K. So don't ever make fun of the way I spell stuff. You know, and did she think she was making those kids feel better? There's been study after study after study. And I'm sure they get. I'm sure as the years go on, they'll get squelched down, right? Let me see if I can pull one up really quick because I didn't even think about doing this. Right? Do kids need dads? It's really that simple. And they do all kinds or have done, I should say, all kinds of studies around. Does a father need to be in a house? What happens when a father is in a house? Is it better? Is it worse? See, I love these feminists that want to scream about how they don't need dads. You don't need the male figure because the male brings nothing to the table other than the initial ingredient needed to make the child. But there's been hundreds and hundreds of studies done over the decades to prove that. Ready for this one? I know some of you are going to throw up in your mouth, especially you feminists. You know, that kids are more successful when a father's in the house. The more involved the dad is, the more successful the children will be. This isn't Joe Messina's study. A father's influence can determine a child's social life, his grades at school, future achievements, and so on. The dad, they call it the dad effect, and it starts very, very, very early in life. Many of the studies say the Father Involvement Research Alliance shows that babies with more involved fathers are more likely to be emotionally secure. Oh, my God. How could that happen? We don't need men. Just ask Lena. I'm enjoying my drink. Anyway, fathers are more likely to be emotionally secure, confident in new situations, eager to explore their surroundings. They're more sociable. Wow. Not my kid. I would tell them to hide. Don't talk to anybody. Toddlers with involved fathers are better problem solvers, have higher IQs by age three. How do you test the IQ of a three-year-old? Okay, that's it. Throwing this one out. They're more ready to start school. They can deal with the stress of being away from home all day better than children with less involved fathers. Now, at school, children of involved fathers do better academically. For example, a study by the U.S. Department of Education, not Joe Messina at TRS, found that children of slightly involved fathers were 43% more likely than other children to earn. Think about something. This isn't like 10%, 2%, 7%. This is a real number. 43%. And I lost it. Okay. They have involved fathers. They're 43% more likely than other children to earn, mostly as a 33% less likely to repeat a grade. They're also less likely to have behavioral issues at school and to experience depression. Wow. A father brings all that to the... Yo, Lena! I don't know her experience. I don't know if she grew up fatherless or what. I mean, I feel bad for her if she did. You know? Maybe that's why she's having the issues she's having. Not that mothers aren't needed, aren't wanted. They're very crucial to bringing up your children. But this mindset that men don't matter, don't count, right? Making fun of dads? No. Why? Where does it get you? Makes you feel good, right? But is it really doing anything for your children? Is it really helping your children do better? I don't believe so. But that's just me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you do want to get involved in the conversation, I would love it. I would very much love it. Let me see. We have so much stuff I want to hit on tonight, but I know anything I start right now, it's going to be over in a minute. But look that up on your own. Don't let me dictate to you what these, you know, you're going to say, you must have searched and found the only one that says that you need dads. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You know who joins me after the break? Our buddy, our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, will be with us. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone.
Plus. Call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. And for those of you who are watching, the disco light's going. Well, yeah, I want people doing something. Yeah, get up there, get the blood flowing. Now sit back down and listen. There you go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I got to get a switch for that. I do, because I'm going to fall out of the chair one of these days. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. We're live up on Facebook. You can find us all over the place, like Horsemen Who Run a Ranch. And we've got our mad black man from Baltimore. I'm just going to bring him on because he's like boiling over at this point. So let me bring him on now. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us as he does every week to give us kind of the pulse of the street. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to come on and see you. Thank you.
It works better when I actually turn your mic on, doesn't it? So anyhow, well, you checked it and cleared to be on the show. Or is it the other way around? I don't remember how that works. But, yeah, I get the biggest kick out of some of this stuff, the way people think that we operate. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Oh, it's hilarious. So we, you know, we have all kinds of people on the show, and every one of them is a token for us that, I don't know. Are you gonna be okay? All right. Didn't know if I had to go over there and give her mouth to mouth or something because she looked like she was getting ready to pass out. Anyhow,
PG.
What? it's always PG on this show, buddy, until you show up. Then all of a sudden, then the crap just hits the fan at that point. Hey, so let's start off with the obvious stuff. Did you see that thing with Tucker Carlson and the professor who went off on him because he's a white boy that was upset that they were having a black-only graduation party? Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it, but yeah. I heard bits and pieces of it.
Well, she's a professor at Essex County College, and she's been indefinitely suspended because of what she said on the show. But when she was on the show with him, she flat-out said that you white people are mad. You know, she just went off. And she said, you know, you're upset that the blacks are finally getting ahead, or they're doing, I mean, just nasty stuff. I couldn't believe it. I don't know. Are some of these BLM people just lost their minds at this point?
Oh, I never even paid too much attention to Black Lives Matter because their group masquerading as a terrorist is an insurgent group. And what they do is, you know, they play the race card. They incite and it causes violence and mayhem, and it's just a movement unlike the Black Panthers or anything like that. And I would say it's post Black Panther, but it's not coordinated. And this, you know, the things that they do, the propaganda that they put out is irrelevant. So. You know, I mean, like most liberals, but these people aren't even liberals. They're not even Democrats. They're just rebel rousers. That's about it. And, you know, I never pay too much attention to what they, because they're an inferior group. And the only thing they can do is to do things that don't help the situation out. It just makes it worse.
Well, you know, let me tell you. So he asked her a question. Apparently they had, I screwed this one up as I usually do, right? It was a black-only Memorial Day event. And Tucker strictly asked her, he said, look, it's a Black Lives Matter event. I get all that. But isn't Black Lives Matter, isn't all this about not singling out an individual group? So she sits back in her chair and she says, what I say to that is, boo-hoo-hoo, you white people are angry because you couldn't use your white privilege card to get invited to a Black Lives Matter event. It was an all-black, all-day Memorial Day celebration. Deal with it. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, Martin Luther King would be proud, wouldn't he?
Well, see, this goes on. This, I mean, Martin Luther King had class. These people don't even have, I mean, the class that they have is, you know, you kind of have to wonder sometimes, who runs these groups? Not only who runs the groups, I mean, just where do they come from? I mean, why are they even allowed to have a forum or anything to even stand and talk about? Because they don't have, you know, they're not, I mean, what they have to say is always hate, and violence. I don't see anything that's good about making a chain link fence of people across a highway. Well, why is somebody sick, man? What about the fire department going to put somebody fired and the traffic's backed up because you guys are protesting? Is that what you do? I mean, really, is that like the smartest thing to do? You're stopping from people from getting to work. Black people. So what are you doing? That's not going to stop anything that's going on because, like I said, and always, if you had a job, you wouldn't have time. It's just hard to stand out on somebody's highway and stop traffic. Because I know damn well I'd be too tall to do anything like that. So the people that don't work have time to do this kind of stuff. So there it is. And if they do work, where?
Yeah, who gives them that kind of time off, right?
So right, exactly.
I sent you a story that I thought was kind of interesting. This guy's wearing a shirt, a black guy in a gym, and it says, I hope I don't get killed for being black. And the story goes on to say that a Cleveland Heights four-star defensive end, Tyreek Smith, didn't have much to prove during Ohio State's one-day camp on Saturday, and he's already one of the most sought-after prospects in the country, in addition to holding an offer for the Buckeye program at Alabama, Florida, Georgia, LSU, Michigan, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, Oregon, Penn State, Texas, UCLA, UNC, and so on. He showed up anyway at the camp. It was an opportunity for him to mingle with other people, and he ends up showing up with a shirt that says, "I hope I don't get killed today for being black." He said, "I decided to wear the shirt because I wanted to bring attention to the epidemic of blacks being killed at an alarming rate." I'm like, okay, you realize this number has been disproven a million times over. So what's he doing? Well, he's already sought by other football teams. What's he doing?
Well, that's something that's probably perpetuated by somebody of an older, prior, or older person, more liberal, more, you know, just, I mean, my thing is he's a young man, and you can't really take a lot that he, not to say that he's dumb or stupid, but I think he's ignorant to what he's, subject that he, the propaganda that he's trying to put out about drawing attention. If you want to draw attention to things, why not draw attention to the black-on-black killing that goes on every weekend in Chicago and Baltimore? I mean, Baltimore, 19 shot in one weekend. And, I mean, it's just, they go, each weekend is just gets bigger and bigger. And the police are told, ever since Freddie Gray's incident, not to lock anyone up. That's why the crime is off the hook. But then everyone's like, well, why don't the police do anything? Well, you don't want the police to do their job, so
no.
You can't be a hypocrite.
They're not going to come in. They might get shot, right? Anyway, we're going to talk about this more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, joins us. Don't go far. A lot more after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Thank God, the stuff you guys send me and that I see. Let me just bring it back on before I lose it. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us. Always a pleasure to have him with us. Corey, I love having you on with me. We have such a good time. I promise I'll make up for last week's check. In this week's check, don't worry.
Always a pleasure to be, and I want to thank everyone for tuning into the show and all of those great people, great patriots that's in the chat room. Continue to support us and continue to ignore the ignorant liberals.
Now, you've been doing a car feed every morning or every other morning. It's on your Facebook page. I hope you're keeping your eyes on the road, dude. Really, seriously. That would be one hellacious video to see.
No, actually, I gave a shout out to you. I said, "Hey, Joe, I wasn't holding the phone. I actually, you know, I'm a very good driver. I'm a very good driver. Trust me."
Okay, I believe you. All right, so earlier tonight when I read something that you had up, you said I gotta get this off my chest. I gotta talk about this. You're about had it with these people that want to squelch free speech, talking about we should all have free speech, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, sir. I'm going to make this comment, this commentary real quick, and I'm going to make it real fast and quick so we can get on with other business here. The preceding message is not, you know, it hasn't been, Joe hasn't approved it, so I'm going to say this. First of all, I can't put a bottle on freedom of speech, but, you know, and this goes out to the people that attacked Joe Messina, Corey Duncan, Hope Coleman, Alexander Diaz, and the list, Andrew Bellis. This goes on to everyone that has a show or a podcast. I want Mr. Zuckerberg to know that, first of all, we have the right to say anything that we want to say, as long as it's dealing with the facts. You may not agree with what we say, and if you don't, it's a very easy button to push. Delete. And turning us off. You don't have to listen. And this also goes out to the stupid liberals, not all of you, but at least the majority of you, and of course, our haters who love to attack us and attack our families. You can't do that forever. But guess what? The more you hate on us, the more that you make us great. So continue to do that. And guess what? You can attack Joe. You got these people that send me these And I tell you the way it is. As I always say, I'm not hard to find. It's Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook, Corey Prince Duncan on Twitter. Hit me up, and we can talk about it. Why do they keep attacking my friends? Why do they keep trying to make fake pages and try to get on my page or Joe page? It's a travesty. It is unreal how this attacking keeps going on. Joe gets attacked, Facebook timeout. My friend Hope Coleman, she gets attacked, Facebook timeout. And I don't understand, but the liberals can sit up and say, I wish Donald Trump was dead and this and that. Why is the Department of the Treasury, the Secret Service, not kicking these people's doors down? Now, in 4 years ago or 8 years ago, if someone had said that about oppression, Barack Obama, oh man, please, they would be locked up and thrown away. In closing, you can do whatever you want to do, but that's not, because you know what, the people that you are doing it to, guess what? They're not cowards. And that's what's going to preserve the whole thing, is because we're not a bunch of punks and cowards, and you're not going to punk us, and we're going to say what we want to say, so you either like us or you don't like us. And everybody already knows how I feel about my haters and everyone else. Guess what? Today or tomorrow, you can talk about my house. I can talk about my house, my children, Joe Messina, and anything else, because guess what? I got the freedom of speech, and I can say what I want. Okay, I'm done now.
Well, you know, and I can't even add anything to it. You pretty much had everything there. No, seriously, it's amazing how much the left gets away with from a freedom of speech kind of standpoint. You know, you talk about getting a leg up. They've always gotten a leg up. And whenever we get anything, whenever it even looks like we're getting a little ahead, they want to... You know, I'm thinking about this election tonight in Georgia. And I don't know what the results are. I don't know how close or not close. They're talking that the Republicans will probably take it, you know, by a small margin. But CNN was already talking about this was a referendum. And I'm thinking to myself, how is it a referendum? How is it the grassroots? How is it the local people are getting what they want when the majority, a vast majority of the money came in from Hollywood, from California, right? This guy who ran against a woman running, he got 50 million. I think it was 50 million bucks he spent. Or no, I don't want to overblow this. It was 24 or 20, 25 million that he spent that he got from outside the state. And she spent $2.5 million bucks. And this is supposed to be grassroots, a local election, bullpuckies. And it's a shallow and it's a cheap win if he wins, because it's all about the money. And that just isn't, I don't know. It infuriates me that they self-justify things. And then they have the cojones to say it's the Republicans who are the rich ones. It's the Republicans spending all the money on these elections. They're just delusional.
Well, see, the thing of it is, only a sucker or a complete idiot would believe that anyway. You know, that's like the thing they try to put the agenda that they don't have any money. And you know, I keep saying, people say, well, Barack Obama's one of us because he came from where? I said, he came from where? He came from where? That man is already rich six times over or whatever than you'll ever be. I said, he said what he said because he knew he was going to be running for president. I said, why are people such suckers? I mean, really. I mean, I told you before, a lot of these people got the IQ of a term. I mean, where do these people come from? How stupid. I mean, I wonder sometimes, I have to look in the mirror, and I have to have so many people look in the mirror and ask you, they just got the word stupid written on their forehead. Where do you come up with these type of things? The Republicans are rich, and the Democrats just eat out of a brown bag. You know, they don't shop. You know, I mean, really. I mean, the Clintons don't have 4 or 5 jets. She don't get $75,000 or $100,000 for speaking to Goldman Sachs for 2 minutes. I mean, who thinks of stupid things like this?
Oh, and they buy it all. They buy every bit of it. I love it. You know, Corey, near where I live, there is a... You know, the Democrats always scream about how diverse they are, what a diverse group of people they are. And where I'm at, there are two Republican committees that are voted in, okay? A Republican and a Democrat committee. And the Republican committee has women, blacks, a gay guy, a Hispanic guy, a old fat white guy, me. You know, I mean, that's a little diverse. The Democrat one is pretty much all white people. That's it. And I'm going, I've got so much do not have a grasp on the English language, because I thought diverse meant different colors, sizes, ethnicities, backgrounds, the whole nine yards. It's very confusing to me.
It's not confusing to me. It's called the double standard. Yeah. I do as I say, but don't do as I do. And it's been like that for the last 8 years, and now that in the ninth year, it's starting to change. The Democrats and the liberals and the socialists are falling apart. You know, you know, we see this every day. You know, that's just like, you know, you see this stuff happening in these Democratic cities where the violence is out of control. And that's because of the liberals and the socialists, not the Democrats. The Democrats are political. The liberals are total whacks and flakes to begin with. And the socialists, they just hop right on board. So you got three groups of people that we're dealing with. And none of them has a clue of what to do. I mean, it is unreal how many innocent people are getting shot. How many innocent people are getting killed. Mothers, fathers, people just getting killed for no reason. And it's these young people. I mean, it's the young people, but you can say that it's on this and on that, it's on the home, but that's where it starts at. It starts at home. The federal government has nothing to do with what's going on in the home.
We got to go for a break. You have to pause. Okay. Got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Corey Duncan, wound up and ready to go on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can watch live on Facebook. You can watch live up at the website, therealside.com. We're also on YouTube, Ustream. You head up to the website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, and you don't have to. Anyway, let me bring him on. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us, as he does every week, to kind of set us straight as to what's really going on in the streets of Baltimore. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear, and I'd like to thank everyone for the support. Continue to listen to Joe and other conservative talk show hosts, and a big hello to everyone in the chat room. Continue to support us and carry on.
Thank you. All right. So every week or every other week or when you're on, but I always pick on the leadership in Chicago because, you know, if no guns were manufactured in the country, then I guess they wouldn't have any gun violence, you know, because it's all about the guns. It's not about the people. And where is Obama? You know, I could do the whole thing. I want to know where Sharpton is. I want to know where Obama is. I want to know where Jackson is. I haven't heard much from Jackson. He must be doing some side work to pay for all those kids he's got running around. But in Chicago,
wow,
there are a couple of gangbangers arrested for shooting at an elementary school picnic, right? So a Chicago judge is showing no mercy. Three gang members. One was 19 and two were 17. And they drove by an elementary school, and they just shot into the elementary school because there were kids having a picnic in the afternoon, and that's the only moving targets they had to shoot at. And a judge went out of her mind on them and said that, you know, the young children in this town, in this city, are petrified. They can't even go out and have a picnic in their school because of idiots like you. And, I mean, this is not a gun issue. This is a tolerance issue. These are tolerating this. And the police, that the police aren't, but I'm sure the administration for the city of Chicago is tolerating this, right?
Well, see, what the problem is like what I said when I posted on my page, Court Judge Matty Duncan, about what's going on in Baltimore and probably pretty much these other Democratic cities. First of all, it's the leadership. It's the leadership that's in place. The police commissioners, like the one in Baltimore, is basically a lap dog. And what's happening is, where is the mayor? Why is the mayor not speaking out? Why is Ms. Mosby not speaking out? Why is it she only speaks out about a bus that took 3 years, to do, but yet you got people getting killed left and right. You know, one is the lack of leadership. Two, it's just with a lot of these young people, it's just a blatant disrespect and discord for human life. And that's exactly what it has come down to, is that those young people, I'm sorry, I know somebody's going to say this, that I'm being too harsh, but I'm not saying all of them are a bunch of animals, and that's exactly what you are. They're a bunch of cowards and animals, because you know what? Where I come from and where my family moved from, where Queens, New York, down to Baltimore, is the fact that if you're going to do something, I'm not going to shoot you from across the street. I'm not going to punch you in your mouth from across the street and spitball you. I'm going to come up and give you one in the mouth or the nose. But see, that's what the problem of it is. Everyone's doing all of this. Don't do it. Why don't you take and go to an empty place where there's not innocent people around and do your business with each other instead of waiting until you get innocent people? See, too many people are trying to watch television and then go reenact it out on the street. And it doesn't get you any street props, because at the end of the day, you're going to kill somebody that has nothing to do with your beef with somebody. And you know what, Joe? I'm going to tell you this, and I know a lot of black people that's listening to this that's from the inner city or that's from the hood, even yourself, being a white guy, you're from the hood, you understand this. Why, when you ask some of these people, well, why did what's all this about? What's all the discord and beef about? I don't know. It's like the Hatfields and McCoys. We've been fighting for years, but no one knows why we're fighting.
I look at this stuff. I agree with you. And you know, a gang member I talked to a couple of years back, we were talking about the violence in Chicago, L.A., and a few other places, and he said, you know, Joe, it's the young kids. Because I'm not saying that being a gang was so great, but the old school gang guy goods, all right, the old school gang or the old school gangbangers, they didn't go after young kids. This was man on man. This was not, you know, these gangbangers shooting up young kids and old ladies. They didn't do it. They had control, and I thought that was really interesting. You know,
well back in the day in the 80s and the 70s and that 90s. Well, them decades that I, when I was young, my whole thing of it is
that 100 years
that people, 47. I'll be 48 next Wednesday. Thank you. I hope all my friends on here don't forget about that next Wednesday.
There you go, yeah.
But anyway, moving along, I just had to throw that plug in there. But if you went back in the day before, and if somebody beat you up, then you would come back the next day and fight. Or, you know, all right, okay, it happens. Everybody takes an L every now and again. But now, it's like, if you do something, and a lot of these young kids, if you do anything, and that's why a lot of the older people or my people, the people my age, is not saying anything to these young people, because if you say something to them, they'll come back and try to kill you. And then you're going to have to kill them. So that's how that's working. So when people sit up and this stuff is being tolerable, so people that are taking advantage of you and the situation and acting like a bunch of animals, what is it that you want us to do? I mean, what is it that you want to do? You want me to sit down and try to talk rational to somebody that's irrational and full of vigor? That's not going to work.
Emmanuel came out at a press conference, and they say as he was addressing the people there, he looked visibly angry. And he told reporters that those kids were out on the playground enjoying their childhood. There's no person in Chicago who's not disgusted by this incident. These are our kids. They deserve their childhood interrupted. Then why don't you allow people to protect themselves? Why do you keep making fun of President Trump and others? You know, if he allows the president to go in there, if he clamps down on those cities and ask, maybe, again, ask Mr. Obama to come out. Bring that whole troop with you. But no, all they want to do is blame, whatever, go ahead.
Well, Eric Holder, come on, Fast and Furious. A lot of those guns came from who? You. Okay, I rest my case. A lot of AK-47s, them assault rifles that's been altered for auto, guess where they came from? You know, it's kind of hard to get an AK-47 and, you know, get full of auto out of the store. So somebody has to change. Okay.
Well, let's go, because you were talking about Marilyn Mosby, one of my favorite people. Back in Baltimore, there's a recent report that said 60% of the gun offenders in the last 18 months received suspended sentence. That means you're out there waving a gun, you're carrying a gun that you shouldn't carry, you got a suspended sentence. How is that a deterrent in any way?
Well, why do what's right when you know that the loophole is about as big as a Ferris wheel? And so why would you even? I mean, you know, it's funny to me how they keep going with this merry-go-round, and the people that's there just they play the game. They like, okay, all right, I'll say what you want me to say, and I'll be the way you want me to be, and then once I get out of here, I'm gonna go back to murder my ass. So, you know, I mean, but Marilyn Mosby obviously thinks that's not what you should be doing. You should be just, like, smacking them on the hand. Then when they go back out here, then she goes and hides until the next time that the police make a bump or this and that. And then she comes out, well, look what we're doing. And I'm hand-in-hand with the police department, Marilyn, as much as I love you, as much as I think you're the hottest thing that's in the district attorney's office. You got the IQ of a turtle, sweetheart. You need to go back to being an insurance adjuster. Because what you're doing is obvious. You either don't know what you're doing or you're just clueless, sweetheart.
I know. I hate to make it sound this way. And maybe I don't hate, but you know, when you look at what's going on, when you look at the cities like this, they're the ones that are run by Democrats, you're right, crime is running rampant. You know, they don't do anything to clamp down on this, not really. And you look at Mr. de Blasio out there in New York, he stops stop and frisk. And what happens in some of those communities? Crime starts to skyrocket. So you could say whatever you want about it. At least it was working, right?
It's called a deterrent. That's what it's called.
Yeah, I don't know. This is so. Listen, before I let you go here, I want to leave you on an uplifting note. Right now, it looks like the Georgia 6th congressional district is going to Karen Handel at this point, with 79% of the precincts reporting in. She's up. It looks like well over 10,000 votes, and I just got to say, you know, see that? I mean, with the amount of money that they spent, this should be a 20% chasm. Corey, tell people they can find you really quick.
Corey Curtis Duncan on Twitter and Corey Curtis Medic Duncan. I want to say, everybody, look for me next week. Happy birthday, June 28th.
All right, and we'll send you something, I'm sure. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the other side of the break.